Now time for locker room chat with Nemaha Central girls basketball coach Haddon Hill. Jen, coach, more wins continuing to add them up here. You guys win in your tournament game against Lansing, 57-33. Go over that one for me.
You know, we came out and got on, jumped on top of them early with our press, and we got a few easy buckets, and then really never really looked back after that. So we played a pretty close to complete game. We need to take care of the basketball a little bit more, value it a little bit more, but other than that, we played really well.
And getting ahead of myself, I guess, is you guys held up against Marysville on the road, 42-38 before that in a non-league game. That's a real close one. Were you guys a little bit worried there down the stretch?
You know, I wasn't too much worried about it. We built ourselves like a 9-point lead late in the fourth quarter. But I think the thing to take away against Marysville, we didn't play very well. I give, you know, some credit to Marysville. They did play well and forced us into some things that we're not used to. But our girls weren't happy after that game. They were actually upset in the locker room with the way they played. And we came back to practice on Monday, and we got better. And then we took that out on Lansing Tuesday in that game. So that was good to see us bounce back after not playing well.
And that's airing on Thursday. So you guys are going to be taking on Topeka Hayden tonight. And, boy, this will be a fun one. Excited for it?
Definitely. This is why we go down to Wellsville, for that reason right here. You know, Hayden State ranked in 4A. Really good basketball team, very well coached. They're going to get after it, full court man-to-man. And we're going to see how well we handle that, and we're going to prepare for that. It's going to be a great challenge, but one that we'll be ready for.
And we briefly talked about it off-air last week. It's a long bus ride. How do you guys stay locked in during that time to get ready for this one?
You know, it's a good question. We're pretty lucky. We take some Suburbans and stuff, so it maybe shortens that ride up. And I kind of let the girls just kind of do their own thing, you know, however they want to prepare for the game. And we stop about halfway, get out and stretch, and then start to refocus and on the task at hand. So far, throughout the years, we've done a really good job. It seems to work well for us, and hopefully that continues.
You got any movies playing on the bus?
No movies there, just the music. Just the music, and some of the girls have some good taste in music, others not so much.
Great stuff, Coach, as always. But kind of talking about your guys' ability to keep stacking wins on wins on wins, as you guys head into back into league play after this one, how do you guys continue to stay locked in game after game, knowing that you guys are at the top?
Well, you know, we said before, we kind of got a young basketball team, and their girls are very competitive, and they're never satisfied. They're always looking at ways to get better and think that we think that we can always play better, which is good. I don't actually have to show that to them. They're always wanting to get better, so I think that helps us keep improving. Is they want to get better, they know they can get better at things, and that keeps us motivated to do that.
Great stuff, Coach. Really appreciate that. Best of luck against Hayden, and we'll talk to you again coming up next week.
All right, thanks, Jared. Appreciate it.
That was Nemaha Central girls head basketball coach Haddon Hill-Jin here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, and Haug Seed.